Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As with every Friday afternoon, I'm here with my lovely co-host, Emily, and we're ready to edition this week's GH, aren't we, Emma?
Yes, okay. I would just like to say that I don't like the way they've changed Blog Talk, because now it doesn't tell me if I'm muted or unmuted, it just speaks. You know, before it would tell you, and it has different music on it now. Oh, Blog Talk, quit trying to get with it.
Well, it is what it is, you know.
Hospital. Let's just take a moment for the fact. Let's just take a moment for Helena.
That was interesting.
Right. Yeah. Let's take a moment for the fact that Constant Towers is 85 and looks better than me. And like all my drawings, I'm in this bad spot. She's on network.
Right. Hello. And with Emily's call dropping, and she just dropped. Okay, this week of GH was pretty interesting, I will say that. We had a lot of interesting returns and interesting deaths, or deaths, quote-unquote. One of my favorite returns, and it remains to be seen whether she will stick around or not, is, as we were just talking about, the deliciously evil Miss Helena Cassadine, played by the lovely and talented Constance Towers. You know, I've loved this role of Helena ever since Constance stepped into the part. She just brings this air of just evilness and I don't know, just craziness to it that I just can't get enough of. And we have our co-host back. Hey, Em.
Sorry, I'm driving to Walmart, and Cody's been to my house. He knows I live in the friggin' hauler. So.
Oh, trust me, it ain't no worse than where I live, trust me.
That's true. Anyway, so let's take a moment. Back to what I was saying. So the fact that Constance Towers is 85 and she looks better than I do, I'll have whatever it is that she's having.
You know,
like, wow.
I was telling the listeners that I've loved the role of Helena ever since Constance took it over.
I love her, but my problem with her is the fact that I saw Luke shoot her, and he checked her pulse and told Laura she was dead.
I know.
She's not. But that's cool, because Helena is kind of the queen, and she dresses to kill. And I love that, I love that Helena and Victor were like, if we're going down, y'all are going with us, and they blew the place up.
Exactly.
Like, actually, that wasn't what I said. I texted Kathy, and I was like, Helena was like, if y'all ever were going to Earth, if I'm going down, then the rest of you ever be going with me. And Kathy was dying.
Yeah. And I said that there was some pretty big returns that I knew were coming, but I didn't expect.
Well,
them
we
to
didn't
be,
know who though. We just knew someone was coming back.
Right. Exactly.
And we didn't
when,
know what day, which killed me.
When Stavro showed up. I'll admit, I was giddy.
Me too, and
I
didn't
pretty
expect,
giddy.
I mean, I expected Stavros to be unfrozen, you know, whatever, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to see him that soon. And then
mm-hmm.
Helena, and I was like, she was supposed to die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, if they can bring Helena back from the dead when he shot her in the chest and had checked her pulse, they can bring Catherine Bell back.
Exactly.
I'm going to put an online petition to bring Catherine Bell back, 2K14. Y'all don't know who that is, Google it, because I'm not explaining it. It was Stefan / Ned / probably 5 other
mm-hmm.
people's toe.
I know who Catherine Bell is, yeah.
Yeah, she was married to Ned. She was married to Stefan. She dated Nicholas Wimba. I use the term dated loosely. And she was played by Queen Mary Beth Evans. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
And she's not on Days very often. Like, she's lucky she's got a story happening right now because we never get to see Kayla. So I'm saying bring back Catherine.
Bring Catherine Bell back. Yep. Absolutely.
2K14. But if they're going to bring a woman and Stefan back, I prefer Laura comes back before anybody else who's dead.
Right.
That's probably not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. But,
for real.
But anyway, what I was saying was with all these returns in it, and I enjoyed seeing Victor back as well.
Yeah, me too. I loved that. Well, but then they killed him, and I was like, well, he's past 9, he's not going to die. Like, you're not really dead if you're past 9.
Exactly. If there's one thing I've learned from
they're too
watching,
evil to die.
If there's one thing I've learned from watching soaps for the past 10 plus years, people never die on soaps.
No, they don't die, and the cast members are too able to die. Like, they slugged Helena and Chuck for a pulse, and she came back walking in
exactly.
without even a problem. Here comes Helena strolling in, like, okay, I'm pretty sure they shot you and killed you. Actually, I'm 100% sure because I want some Chuck for pulse.
Exactly.
Did they throw her overboard, too? Yeah, they threw her overboard.
I think they did.
Checked her pulse and threw her off that boat.
Yep.
She was dead. Like, there's no way
she
around
she was deader than I don't know what.
I want to know their explanation. Well, they shot Jason and threw him off the pier, and look at him. He swam back to shore, so.
Yep. You know,
but no,
and speaking
she was
of that,
dead.
You know, and speaking of Jason, I cannot wait to see a Billy Miller in that role.
He better not suck. That's what I'm going
to
say.
It's going to be epic.
Everyone's excited to see Jason and Sam back, and I'm just excited for Carly to have her best friend back.
You go back and watch on YouTube Billy Miller's A Young and Restless Scene. That man can act.
Oh, yeah,
trust me,
I know.
That man
but,
can act.
You know, let's see if he talks Jason Morgan because, you know, Steve Burton is kind of Jason.
Exactly. And
but it's annoying me that they're not showing his face because we know who he's being played by. So I don't get, like, they have to be hiding something because we know it's Jason and we know who's supposed to pay Jason or play Jason. They must be too cheap to pay him or something for a couple of episodes because we know who's supposed to play him. Like they said, Billy Miller's going to be Jason. We know it's Jason that they're showing. I don't get why we can't see his face.
Well, anyway, it may be just for a shock value.
But it's not shocking. We know.
Oh, I don't know where the shock would come from.
Just
you know?
Dragging it out. Like, they can't drag it out much further. Like, we see everything but his head. Just like that guy. You know that show Home Improvement? You know how
Wilson,
you never see Wilson's face? Yeah, that's what
it's
like.
I love that show, by the way.
Me too. Anyway, we can get the box set and have a marathon. Anyway, not the point. I just don't get the whole no showing his face thing. He's like a mime. He can't talk either. Like I said, it's an extra because they don't want to pay Billy Miller to do these episodes until they absolutely have to. They're dragging this out as long as possible. Well, that's just like that one episode when Britt and Nick were getting engaged and they had the engagement party and they were like, oh yeah, Leslie's not here because she's visiting Lauren in Europe. No, you didn't want to pay Denise Alexander or Jeannie Francis to do this. That's why they're not here because they'd just be standing in the background at the party. And they had not know. They just didn't want to pay them.
You know, going back to this week's episodes, Sabrina's really stepping in it, isn't she?
She's crazy. Okay, what the heck? So today's episode, she lights the candle for the baby she's about to kill. That's a little morbid.
That's a little creepy. I will say it's a little creepy.
No, that's beyond creepy. Let's not say a little. Let's just say this is creepy.
You know,
no,
you know.
Creepy.
I think I tweeted this out. I go, when she quote apologized to Ava, I go, Sabrina.
I knew that she was BSing.
I understand your fury. I really do, but See, this probably isn't the smartest idea if you want to, oh, I don't know, keep living. This probably isn't the smartest idea.
You know, I think it's dumb. Like, they did that whole thing where they made Sabrina so nice and stuff. And like, oh, Sabrina's a nurse first. She's never going to hurt anybody on purpose. Just like with Britt and Britt's baby. And mm-hmm. now she's murdering people's babies.
Yeah, you know, I tweeted this out today. And Sabrina just said, screw the first do no harm part. Just screw that, you know.
And she doesn't even know for sure that it was Ava. She just thinks it was.
Exactly.
And it wasn't Ava. That's the thing. It was not Ava. It was Victor. Mm-mm. And nobody has figured that out yet but us.
Exactly.
It wasn't Ava. It was Ava threatened to do that, but she never had a reason to because Carlos did what he was supposed to do. It was Victor that put race into that.
Along those lines, I think it's time to pick our prime performer of the week.
You can go right ahead, and I'll go second.
For me, there was just so many from a comedic to a dramatic. I love the Franco Nina interaction. I love that from this week. And I just for me, it was just the entire cast. I think
that
personally.
Is lame. Pick a person. You can't say the whole cast. That is so lame. I'll pick, and then you can come revisit it. You're not allowed to do that because I did that once, and I thought it was lame. So, okay. I'm gonna say Kathleen and Teo because. Yeah, she kind of shot him. And then there was that line where she said, like, the best way for two people, or the best way to keep a secret is for only two people to know and for one of them to be dead.
Be dead, yeah.
That was dark.
That
and then
was
he's over
cool.
here croaking, and then he's over here choking out on his own blood and dying. And then he's like, oh, if I'm going down, y'all are going with me. And
going down with me,
button.
Exactly. Right. You know.
He's like, yep, I'm blowing this place up. Of course you are. You're a cast of mine. Why wouldn't you have a bomb?
If that was Victor's a final stint on the show, which if I know soaps at all, I highly doubt it will be.
Oh, yeah, he's not dead.
I highly doubt it will be, but I'm gonna give it to Mateo just for that.
Yeah, you know what's really annoying is I guess that Stavros died the first time in a way, the way you can't really tell if he died or not because he fell down a black hole.
Right.
The second time, they froze him to death. I saw her push the button, okay?
We saw him froze.
And then,
we saw him freeze
with Helena,
to death.
She's died 100 ways. She's got, like, 9 lives, and I'm pretty sure she's exceeded 9.
I'm pretty sure you're right about that. Let's see. Can we just count the ways Helena's died? She's been thrown off a cliff by Nicholas. Do you remember that several years ago?
By the way. I liked that. I mean, I'm cool with her dying. But Luke and Laura killed her, and Ron Carlomani even wrote in an article, he said, after 30 years of this push and pull, it's finally time for Luke and Laura to win. That's why they were killing Helena. Helena was never supposed to come back. And then they kind of threw Luke and Laura to the wolves and trashed that. Because, you know, they were working hard on Luke and Laura. Like, they were selling it big time. And then they backpedaled and were like, the hell with that. And then... here comes Helena walking in a year later. So they basically don't care. They just want the ratings because they backpedaled on all that work they did. Because, you know, when she came back, when Laura came back, it was obvious what they were doing. They were working their way up to losing Laura. Like, you know how it was going. You know, they had those moments like Nathan and Ashley where you just see them, like, look for a little longer than everyone else. Or, like, stupid stuff like that that's so soapy and campy. Where they had those, like, moments where they're staring at each other. Stuff like that. You could tell that's what they were working up to, you know, Laura asking Lulu if Luke was single, stuff like that. And then they totally backpedaled. They go to the island, and that was the height of my fangirl experience. And then they kill Helena. And then they had that, remember that really awesome scene right after they killed Helena when they were on the boat, and then they saw the cavalry coming, and Luke was like, that's not it for us, that's the Cassadine.
Right.
And he's like, I have a plan, and he's like, come on. You know, that was really awesome. That was the height of, like, that story. Then they threw her overboard. she died. She was done breathing. She choked on her own blood, and they threw her overboard. She died for real.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then you could tell that they were doing some art. And then I was watching Back on the Island, and then they have, like, their little kiss moment, and then he's like, nope, it's just not the same anymore. Deuces. Like, okay, Luke. But a lot of people think this fake Luke was happening way back then because, you know, after they came back from the island, he was acting weird. Like, when they were on the island, he was acting like Luke. But that doesn't explain the whole Heather thing. But that would
know.
Work for me because since when does Luke and Laura not have it anymore? Since when is it not the same anymore? It's always been Endgame. Sorry, guys, if you don't like Luke and Laura, but that's just a fact that Luke and Laura are the Endgame. And they always have been. All roads lead back to Luke. Like, all the Luke and Laura stories always lead back to Luke and Laura being together. They can break them up. They can divorce them, but they always end up back together. They got divorced in 1999 and were married again by 2001. So,
you know,
they always end up back together.
You know, switching gears here a second. A character that I really like, that I thought I wouldn't, and this is probably a credit to the actress, is Rosalie. I love Rosalie.
Oh, I like that actress, but that character, she seems kind of dumb to me. Like, that character seems pointless to me. They have too many characters on this show. I love her, and I love Linda, and she's really sweet and stuff, but I feel like Rosalie's just a pointless character. She's just a martyr. Like, we don't need her. She's like Bobby. Bobby is so pointless. And, like, oh my gosh, let's talk about the fact that for the first time, not that I care, let me point that out. Oh, I hope people aren't listening to us tonight because I'm going to get slammed for this. Not that I really care, but Duke and Anna are back tomorrow. And we haven't seen Duke in 6 weeks, by the way. Or more than that, actually. It's been 2 months, I think. And they're, like, doing whatever they do. I don't need to know about, you know, their sex life because I don't care. Not my thing, not my couple. But apparently, that's what's happening tomorrow because, you know, in the preview, they're, like, on the couch in their bathrooms and stuff. And then Bobby and Scotty and Lucy, they're fighting over Scotty again. And I see that he has, once again, bleached his hair lighter again. He jewels that shit. And then we got Bobby and Lucy fighting over him. Like, there's plenty of men. Like, Bobby, obviously, Bobby didn't want him till Lucy had him. Let's take a moment for that. Bobby only wants men once he's somebody else's. Like, Bobby, honey, you cheated on your men. She was a hooker. Bobby is the original whore, and she's over here fighting, fist fighting over Scotty. Like, I would not fight over Scotty.
I wouldn't either.
That's lame. Like, why Scotty? Like, okay, it's one thing to fight over somebody like Nicholas or like Nathan, because I would fist fight over Nathan any day. But Scotty, who's fighting over Scotty? I'd be like, you can have him. I don't want him.
Oh, but
and
anyway,
Lucy needs to get off of it because she didn't want Scotty until her husband left her.
Well,
like, she didn't want Scotty
until
Kevin said they were getting divorced.
This is
not
very,
blame
very
Kevin,
true.
But, like, why? They're grown-ups. Why are they fist-fighting over Scotty? They're not 12. Well, people don't do that when they're 12. They're not 16. They don't need to get into a catfight and pulling dirt leaves out over Scotty Baldwin.
Exactly.
When there's better options, might I add.
But anyway,
Scotty's kind of a bum. He lives in a hotel.
What was your favorite moment of this week?
Oh, I know. Well, I had several, but darn, you put me on the spot. Hang on. Morton, shit. Okay, Nathan and Maxie kissed. That was up there. That was exciting for me. But somebody else kissed, too. Sonny and Carly kissed again this week, didn't they?
Yeah, so
we were talking about it. Sonny and Carly kissed again this week. So, Carly and Sonny, and Nathan and Maxie, and also the fact that Maxie stabbed him and killed him, Levi. That was awesome. So, Nathan and Maxie kissing, and then you know what moment really stands out for me? That moment when they were getting ready to get out of there because they realized it was going to blow up, and you had Anna, Dante, Lulu, Maxie, Nathan, and Obrick, and they were like a line in a line with their guns all together. That was awesome.
You know, I loved the Anna Obrick exchange. Obrick goes.
They're gonna become friends. I think. I think Anna and Obreth are going to become, like, allies.
I think so, too.
She led,
but
she led her to Dante and Lulu and Maxie and them.
But Obreth goes something like, well, I'm the only one without a weapon.
And it's like, I like you that way.
Yeah. And Anna goes,
Obreth was sulking.
That's how I like you or something like that.
Obreth was sulking over not having a gun. It was
not having a gun.
Oh, my gosh. I was pissed at Anna for making Obreth cry because Kathleen, I swear. I could not do that. I don't know. Like, I act. I did theater for years. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I could yell at Kathleen. Like, even if we were pretending, if Kathleen was standing there crying and I was just yelling, I would feel so awful.
I
know she's playing a character, and I know Fenella's also playing a character, but I don't think I could do that. Like, she's sitting here yelling at her, telling her she's a bad mother and all this, and Obreth's just sitting there silently crying, like, and I would be feeling so bad. I could not look at her and do that. Nope, because
I
know
couldn't
her.
Either.
No way. Not Kathleen.
I don't see how they can go to that place that allows them to do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, I can get, like, dark, and I can get, you know, I can cry and all that because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to learn how to do that. But there's no way I could do it. Like, specifically with Kathleen, I could not do what Fenella does. Like, the way she hates
mm-hmm.
her so much, and she portrays how much she hates, like, Obreth,
right.
I could do that. Because there's no way I could look at Kathleen and say stuff like that.
Because
even though I know she's a character and I'm yelling at the character, it's still Kathleen, and I still love
her. It makes me feel like, you know, it feels like, I like I'm yelling at the actress and not the character, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I know you have to get to that character place, and I could do that. But still,
right.
just to look at her face, I don't think I could handle that. Like, anybody else, probably, but not her.
I'd be bawling, too.
Can we brag on ourselves for a moment? Let's just take a moment for this, Cody. You and I, we're like BFFs with Patsy P right now.
Exactly.
Like, isn't it amazing?
How cool
I
is
tweeted
that?
Her this morning. Isn't it cool? It's, like, unbelievable. I tweeted at her this morning. I was like, I love you, in all caps. I was like, I love you. I just wanted to stop by and say that.
I saw
her tweeting. And she's like, I love you, too, and I hope you feel the love right back, something like that.
I saw that.
Girl, we're BFFs.
How cool is that? I mean.
Isn't that pretty awesome? Like, guys, I know we just turned this into the Cody and Emily. Is this really my life show? But we just did, yeah. She's the sweetest lady ever. I want to be like, I would love to just hang out with her and go shopping with her. Like, we would have so much fun.
For one day.
Patsy and I would have, like, a hell of a time.
I would love to just be in the world of Patsy for just one day. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine me and Patsy together? We would raise hell. Like,
I don't even want to think about it.
The two of us? Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it.
See, guys? In other news, everyone, I don't know if anyone noticed, but Blog Talk has a new look, and so does our profile page.
Yes, they do.
Cody, you need to change your Twitter, AV. It's a unanimous
vote. I'll do it in a second.
I love you. Okay, people on Twitter have tweeted that, and I thought Cody needs to change his AV.
Knowing you and Patsy, that town would never be the same.
Oh, yeah, no way. Dixon would be
that
like,
town
would
never
hell?
Be the same.
Dixon, Tennessee would be like, what the hell just happened? Now, anyways, what I was saying is I tweeted that Cody needed to change his AV, guys, and everyone was like, somebody sent us the sweetest message. Hang on, let me read it to you. And they tweeted at both of us, but I want to share this with the audience. If we even have an audience tonight, because nobody really listens to us, do they? Okay, they said, you two make such a memorable mark on social media. You're quite a team with a heart. Bonus, it's a fabulous picture.
I saw that too.
People are so nice to us.
Yes, they are.
Great.
You know, and I'm constantly wondering why. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like why? I mean, like,
just
Cody, guys, we are boring. Cody and I hung out, and you know what we did? We sat on our asses and watched it in our hospital. Like,
in football.
That's what we did. Yeah, in football. Like, okay, guys, first time Cody and I meet, you know what we do? We watch TV. Like, that's how we are. We're like, we're lame. We're pretty much losers. We have
that's
no life.
That's how boring we are.
Yeah. We had a lot. Like, we met for the first time. Did we go out to eat? No. We had a hamburger and some dessert at my house.
Technically, we did eat, but...
We ate, but we didn't go out to a restaurant. We didn't party. No.
Right.
We had a hamburger and watched a football game. And then General
yep.
Hospital. Like, we're so
late.
And a
DDRGH episode.
Yes. And we didn't even finish our episode. Because we were, like,
we
pausing
didn't.
It and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, this is what we did when we hung
yep.
out. Next time, we're going to have a Netflix night. I know next time, I'm going to buy the Home Improvement box set.
Sweet.
That's what we're doing. Home Improvement.
Awesome.
That's my favorite, one of my favorite shows ever, because I love Tim Allen.
Mine, too.
Do you, want, you don't watch
have
that show
his...
on now, because I told you 300 times to watch it.
What?
Last Man Standing. You don't watch that, but I've told
I
you
love that show.
Times. Oh, you do?
I love that
You're
show.
The reason. I'm the reason you watch that. Because I told you 100 times to watch it, and you finally did.
I love that show.
I love that show, too. It's coming back in October.
Yep. It sure is.
Hey, guys, guess what next Wednesday is? And you guys can all find me on Twitter and live tweet with me. Law and Order SVU and then Nashville. If anybody wants to join the party, I'll be on Twitter. Cody's going to watch
I love Nashville, too.
Oh, yeah, he'll be... He probably won't want to watch Law and Order, no matter how much I harass him about it, but he will live tweet Nashville with me.
I don't know about live tweeting Nashville, but I will watch it.
You have to live tweet. That's half the fun.
This
who
is
do
true.
You think? Okay, prediction. Who do you think Raina's going to pick? Deacon or Luke?
Honestly, I don't think she'll pick anybody, honestly.
I think she's going to pick Deacon. I feel like she loves Deacon more. Deacon, come on.
You know,
Deacon's her high school sweetheart, and she has a baby with him.
That would be a predictable, safe couple,
Luke's just an interloper, because nobody's actually seriously behind that pairing. They're just doing that to add the drama. Like, everybody knows that all roads lead to Raina and Deacon on that show. They always end up back together, because it's Raina and Deacon.
Which is why I think the writers of that show are absolutely brilliant, and I wouldn't put it past them to pull a 180 and have her choose nobody.
I could see her choosing nobody, but in the promo it says like who will she choose, and she's holding each ring. I feel like she's gonna choose Deacon, or she could choose Luke and not really be in it, you know, because that's how Carly is going to use right now.
Just go through the motions.
With Franco, even though she wants Sunny and she doesn't want to be with Franco anymore, but she's
right.
still there just faking it. I feel like Raina would do that and marry him, and then later on, like, Deacon would do something that would make her come back.
Yeah, but...
I'm team Raina and Deacon forever, though.
I'm still sticking with my nobody prediction.
You know what we should watch in live tweet on Thursday? We should watch How to Get Away with Murder. I'm very excited about that show. It looks amazing.
Oh, yes, it does. You know, and Viola Davis, it seems like...
Incredible.
It seems like she's everywhere now. It seems like she's everywhere.
She's incredible. Like, that woman, I swear, she's amazing.
You
like,
know,
she's in The Help, and that movie's hilarious.
You know,
like, that movie's
it seems
amazing.
Like ever since the Help came out, her and Octavia Spencer's careers have just skyrocketed.
Well, Viola Davis is amazing, and she didn't get recognized for it earlier, but now people realize
right.
that she's incredible. Actually, there's this place in Birmingham, and it's called the Alabama Theater. It's like a historical theater that's been there 500 years. Like, they have an organ that plays before the movie and everything. Like, and we went there. Me and a friend and my sister to see The Help. I mean, they don't play new movies. They play movies that are already out. And we went to see The Help in that theater. It was just as good the second time. And we got to see it at the Alabama Theater. Like, this place is regal. It's like an opera house. It's huge. It has red velvet staircases. It's incredible. And so we saw it there. I love that movie.
I just thought of something. Can we talk about the singer that you're trying to book for the show?
Guys, I'm gonna just tell them who it is. Guys, we want Rachel Farley on our show. If you don't know who that is, go look it up. I met her at my Sweet 16. She was the most gracious, amazing person ever. She literally took a selfie with me. She was coming off stage, and I was against the rail. And I asked her to take a picture with me, and me and Rachel Farley took a selfie. right then and there, and she told me happy birthday, and we hugged, and it was great. She was so sweet. She was coming off stage. She took pictures with everybody who asked her, even people
you
who
know,
were standing there. She was taking pictures. She was talking to people. It was awesome.
No, I hadn't met her yet. I hadn't met her yet, either through the show or in person. I haven't met her yet, but I went on YouTube to hear some of her songs. She has probably one of the best voices I've ever heard.
That song she sings ain't easy. I love that song so much. Like
mm-hmm.
When she was live, I didn't think she was good because the soundboard was off to, you know, newer singers or younger singers, especially because I saw Danielle Bradbury and Craig Campbell that night too. It was like
mm-hmm.
four people. And
mm-hmm.
all of them, none of them sounded good because it was a small venue and it has hardwood ceilings and floors
mm-hmm.
in that venue, so it's acoustically awesome. But, you know, people who haven't had the same people working on their music for years and years and years,
mm-hmm.
stuff doesn't work. Like, you know, you have issues. And so,
mm-hmm.
like, they hadn't had their sound boards working out for years and years, like everyone. So their sound didn't sound as good as, like, Sarah Evans. So I didn't think Rachel was that good, but then I downloaded her stuff on iTunes, and she was great. She actually did a Katy Perry cover at her concert. She did Hot and Cold, and me and Megan were jamming.
Wow. You
but
know,
she was great.
You know, and there was another singer that you mentioned that I'd love to have on the show. It's Danielle Bradbury. I'd love to have
her. Keep dreaming,
buddy. On the
you
show.
Make it happen, and I would literally worship you for the rest of my freaking life.
I'd love to have her.
Like if you made that happen for me, like I would be eternally grateful. Like I don't think you understand. Like I would bow down and like. Worship floor that you walk on, like it would be a thing.
You know,
you laugh, guys, but no, it's a real thing.
I'm gonna work on that.
It happened.
I am gonna work on
awesome.
That.
I'm here for that. That's cool with me. I mean, I'm here for anything. So.
And then you will
you
break out.
You make it happen, buddy. Oh yes, I'll lose my marble.
You're a surprise a few months ago?
Surprise? Which surprise? Oh, are you talking about Kathleen Gaddy? I still owe you an ass beating for that. Just so you know. I forgot to beat you up when you came over on Sunday. No, like, guys,
yes, you did.
This is the first time we met in person. I didn't want to beat him the first time, but next time, he's got it coming for that. I'm surprised you didn't do that on my birthday as much as Cody does that stuff.
I figured it. One surprise every 6 months is probably enough.
One every 6 months? Okay, that's a good ratio. Actually, I would probably lose my marbles over Danielle as much as I did over Mary Beth Evans because I may have sounded cool, guys, and I kept my cool. But I was flipping. I don't get nervous. Cody knows that. I don't freak out. I don't get nervous. If you
mm-hmm.
tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. And I'm one of those people that everybody, when somebody wants to know something and nobody will ask, I'm that person that they're like, Emily, will you ask? Because
that
I
will do
don't
it.
Care.
Absolutely.
I'm that person, mm-hmm. and with Mary Beth, I was flipping out. I was so nervous. I was, like, freaking out. And then she called, and we had a great time. So I didn't freak out during the show, but beforehand, I was a nervous wreck. Then afterwards, I was losing my marbles for a week. Actually,
know.
I'm still recovering from that, let's be honest. And that was in March. May. Not March. May.
You know, I've been doing the show long enough, and I've been around celebrities long enough to know that they're just like us, with a lot cooler jobs.
But you still
get
nervous, and I don't.
They put their pants on one leg at a time, like the rest of us, you know.
That was a great analogy there, Cody. Either way, I don't care. I still. Was excited, and then I was losing my stuff because I didn't even believe it really happened. So then once I realized, hey, that actually happened, I was like, I still haven't processed. Like, I think I've processed it by now, but I'm still like, wow, I talked to Mary Beth Evans. Like, people don't, because normal people who aren't in the soap world, like us, don't get that that's a big deal. Then there's me and
mm-hmm.
you who flip out over things like this, because if you're in the soap world or any, you know anything about it, you know, people like her.
It's a big deal.
That's so thin. Like, she's, like, up
you
there.
You know, I don't know when it will happen, but I will get Daniel Bradbury on the show for you. I don't know when
are
it will
serious?
Happen, but
one
I will
day
get her on the show.
Just one day, we're going to make this pact right here and here, right here and now with witnesses. We will have Jeannie Francis on our show before we die.
Yes, we will.
It's happening, guys. It's going to happen. It has to.
I don't know when. I don't know how. But
it'll
I will get a Danielle Bradbury on the show.
You know what? I have this plan. You know how a lot of people, some people it takes meeting them in person to get them? Well, I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, you know my friend Nancy, she calls the show. She lives
mm-hmm.
in Franklin, and she's planning to go and meet Jeannie in March in New York. I cannot go. I'm underage, and my parents won't take me. The point, I could get her to hook me up, you know?
Right.
Like, I could give her my email and be like, hey, get her to email at me, and we'll fix this.
Hook a sister up here.
And figure it out. That would be cool. Nancy would do that for me. Nancy would do anything for that opportunity.
That
for
would
the
be
show
cool.
And for us and the show and for herself. Because, you know, if we have Jeannie, Nancy's going to have to call.
Exactly. Right.
So, like, it would
but,
work
yeah.
out well for everyone.
Yeah. I'll work on that, and I have a couple of the things I'm working on that I'll go ahead and mention. You know our friend Sahara, don't you?
Who?
Our friend
Sahara.
Sahara?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I do.
She mentioned to me a couple weeks ago. See, I had lunch with Sahara when I was in Arizona. We met and had lunch when I was in Arizona. And she mentioned to me, and if this happens, it'll be a first on the show, get an entire band on the show.
That'd be awesome.
She mentioned to me the Tony Corrales band, which I emailed the lead guy Tony, and he said anytime after October 6th he's good. So I'm just waiting on.
That's good for me. I'm always around.
I'm just waiting on a date for that to happen, and when it does, I'll let you know.
Awesome. Yeah, I have emails I probably need to send/return, but I have not done so. Hey, guys, if you're interested, you can check out an interview I did on the Soap Spiel. It's on Twitter. Just go at the Soap Spiel, and you can see it. It's also on my Twitter and also on Cody's. Or just go
and
to soapspiel.blogspot, and you can find it.
It's on my Facebook, too, so.
Yeah, guys, I did an interview. For once, I was actually interviewed instead of interviewing someone. It was nice. I like to talk about myself. Y'all didn't know. So.
That's a nice feeling, isn't it? To have somebody...
It is. Let me just be honest. I'm pretty... I like to talk about myself. I'm pretty, you know... I
mm-hmm.
like to talk about myself. I don't know how to explain it, because I'm not conceited at all, but I do like
right.
to talk about myself, because I find myself mm-hmm. interesting. So...
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I just like to talk in general, which, you know, because you talk to me on the phone, so...
Yeah. Yeah, and our friend Lisa, who runs the Soap Spiel, reached out to me a few months ago about the same thing you did. So,
yeah,
I've been
the
through
exact
it too.
Same interview.
Yeah. I've been through it too, so I know.
It was exciting.
It's pretty cool
fun.
When...
And actually, I reached out to her and I was like, hey, if you want me to do an interview for the blog, I'd love to, but you have to call the show. If I do your blog, you have to do my show. So, she said that was fine. And you know what?
That's when she called last week. I was wondering.
Yeah. Just how I said, you know how I said I like to talk a lot? Your mom pointed
mm-hmm.
that out. Cody, guys, Cody's mom, she was like, Emily just talks and talks and talks. I can hear them on the phone sometimes. They're FaceTiming, and Emily will talk for 2 whole minutes, and Cody will be like, "Kay," and then Emily will start talking again. So that was, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty much the extent of our FaceTime conversations.
Yeah, basically that's what happens. I talk a lot, and then I get a Kay, and then I keep going.
But
it could
man.
Be, like, worse, so.
Yes, it could. Hey, I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap up here, and I'll be be talking to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, girl. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our GH recap. And like I said, I'm working on something for maybe October with the Tony Corrales band, and I will try my best to get Danielle Bradbury on the show for Emily, because frankly, I'd like to see her freak out, frankly, on air. So, and I think that pretty much sums up the announcements for now. So with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Wait Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.